Continuing in holiday gifts and greetings, yesterday we discussed the makor in Chazal for this idea that for three days before the non-Jewish holidays, we should not be doing any business with them, borrowing, lending, giving, etc., etc. And now we're going to be discussing something which the Gemara says about Chutz Laretz. Now the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin Amud Beis says the following. Shmuel says that in Chutz Laretz, only the actual day of the holiday is going to be Osa, but not the 3 days which precede it. And based on this, the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yeridea, Simon, Kuf, Mem, Ches, Siv, Dalet, the whole 3 day Issa of doing business with non-Jewish people, and indeed, as we mentioned yesterday, just to go through it again, do business with them, to lend them, to borrow from them, to pay back, to receive loans from them, there's a din of not doing it 3 days before the holidays. That's only in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laretz, Paskins, Shulchan Aruch. It's only Ot on the day itself. Why is Chutz Laretz different to Eretz Yisrael? So there's three Mahalchim brought in the Poskim. So the Barat Nura in the Mishnais, in Avodah Zarah, Pirik Aleph, Mishnah Base, says in Chutz Laretz, where the business that we do with Nochrim is Amein Parnosa, then the additional 3 day Issa would be too great. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, where they're mostly dealing with other Yidden, then it is easier to keep, and therefore was a gezeira which they were able to put in place in Eretz Yisrael. Secondly, we've got Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph from a base, who says that in non-Jewish countries, then if we don't involve ourselves with the non-Jews for such a long time, then there's going to be a fear for either physical or financial repercussions. And the third Mahalach, which is again Rashi, Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin Amud Beis, is that outside of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah are basically not as frum, and therefore they're less likely to be makir toiv, so to speak, to their Avodah Zarah. Okay, so that's in Chutz Laretz, where we only say this is on the day itself. Now, we know that there are some Nochrim, that every Sunday is their religious holiday, which therefore should answer it as a business day. So based on this, we should have the question of, does that mean that 3 days before every Sunday should be Asa? And don't forget, we mentioned earlier on the Shitta of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that not only is it the 3 days before the holiday, it's the 3 days after the holiday. So therefore, based on that, the Gemara says there's going to be it's going to come out from Rabbi Shmuel that basically it's going to be also to do business with non-Jews always, because Sunday is their day, plus 3 days before and 3 days after. Basically, the entire week it's going to be also. The Maisa, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. We only, even in Eretz Yisrael, we only ever ask the 3 days beforehand. The Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Pirk Tes Halacha Dalad, Taka Paskins, that he says that Christians are considered to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, number one. And number two, he says Sunday is their holiday. And therefore, he said it's going to be awesome to do business with them on Sunday. And Eretz Yisrael is going to be awesome to do business with them for the 3 days beforehand. Obviously, Shabbos is awesome anyway, but even Thursday and Friday, it will be awesome. So now that we've set up all of the various potential Isurim, amid Shem next time, we'll start discussing where there may be grounds for leniency and in what situations.